May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Every 3 years, as we enjoy the dog days of summer, our lectionary cycle hands us 6 heaping helpings of John's Gospel. This occurs in the season after Pentecost in year B, and for these 6 weeks, B is for bread, as in the bread of life. We will have 6 rather long readings from the 6th chapter of John's Gospel. Some of them will overlap, and it will get repetitive. We'll hear a lot about bread that is broken and distributed to 5,000 people from those 5 loaves, manna bread that God provided to the Israelites for 40 years in the wilderness after their deliverance from Egypt, the bread of life, bread given for the life of the world that is the flesh of Jesus. And all of this talk about bread is initiated by today's story of the feeding of 5,000, a narrative that is included in each of the 4 Gospels and is the only miracle that is included in all 4. But before we start talking about bread, I want to talk about miracles and signs. In John's Gospel, we don't get miracles. The marvelous works of power that Jesus enacts are called signs in this gospel. We heard that term twice in our reading today. So let's spend a moment thinking about the difference between miracle and sign. Both miracle and sign involve divine power applied to a human need. Actions like turning water into wine, healing, restoring sight to the blind, calming a storm, walking on water, feeding thousands of people, raising the dead to life again. These acts are moments in time meant to catch our notice and focus our attention on Jesus. Now, so far, everything I've said applies pretty much equally to miracle and sign. Human need, divine power, focus on Jesus. The signs in John's Gospel are different from the miracles in Matthew, Mark, and Luke because they follow a specific pattern. There is an action that brings divine power to the resolution of a human problem. That is the sign itself. Then there will be a dialogue between Jesus and the witnesses to the sign. And then Jesus explains or interprets his act, his sign, for his audience, including us. The signs are not the main point of this pattern. They are merely the vehicle that delivers us to the dialogue and the interpretation, which altogether add up to relationship with Jesus. So these signs exist not for themselves, but in order to point to something beyond themselves. As I said, a miracle lasts for a moment in time. A sign draws us into the realm of eternity, bringing us to the pattern of divine power meeting human need, followed by dialogue and discourse that helps us to dig into the deeper message. Fortunately, in this case, discourse isn't a dry set of propositions, but rather an encounter with the very presence of the living God. As biblical scholar Caroline Lewis puts it, there is really no separating Jesus' words from Jesus' actions, which is the main claim of the gospel. Jesus is the Word. Jesus enacts each sign in this case, feeding 5,000 people from 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. And then he tells us what the sign is pointing to. What he's doing tells us who he is. Every time Jesus enacts a sign in this gospel, he's leading us to the deeper message he came to bring. The message that he is sent from God to us. Healing, restoration, calming our fears, feeding, resurrection. All of these things reveal something about Jesus and the life that Jesus brings. Each sign that points us to the deeper reality of Jesus is accompanied by a simple statement, I am. Jesus says, I am the light of the world. I am the true gate. I am the true shepherd. I am the bread of life. I am the true vine. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am resurrection, and I am life. When Jesus says, I am, in John's gospel, he is inviting all of us who hear those words to open the doors of our hearts to healing and hope and life, to Jesus himself. We will hear these words, I am the bread of life, next week and the week following, and we will have the opportunity to taste and see for ourselves what that means. In today's gospel reading, Jesus is showing us that it is his very self that is the bread of life. I mentioned before that this story of feeding 5,000 is shared by all four gospels, but there are a couple of details in this account that distinguish it from the others. The first doesn't have a whole lot to do with what we're talking about today. It is just the mention of much grass, which is perhaps a foreshadowing of his presentation as the good shepherd and much pasture in chapter 10. The other distinctive detail, however, is directly related to what we're talking about today. In Matthew, Mark, and Luke, it is the disciples who distribute the loaves and fishes. In this account, it is Jesus who takes the bread, gives thanks, breaks the bread, and distributes it. Does that sound familiar to you? That is our Eucharist. This is the meal in John's gospel that serves as a sign for us of our Eucharistic meal. Where in the other gospels, this takes place at the Last Supper. This is our Eucharistic meal in John's gospel. It is our invitation to enter into a dialogue with the risen Lord each time we come to this holy table. It is our invitation to bring questions like, who are you, Lord? What must we do to perform the works of God? Here's my favorite. This teaching is difficult. How can we accept it? Each of those questions come from one of the 5 readings that we will hear in weeks to come. Jesus himself will interpret this sign of feeding in answer to those very questions. And we have the opportunity to do just what the Gospel of John exhorts us to do again and again. Abide. Abide in the Word made flesh. Abide in Jesus. Abide in this sign and its deeper message. Abide in these 6 weeks of the bread of life. In Jesus, we experience the truth of God's grace, grace that is so abundant that it can only be described as grace upon grace. Grace that is so abundant that it feeds us, heals us, teaches us, and compels us to share that grace. So for the next few weeks, we will abide in the grace that is the bread of life. We will be nurtured in our life. We will be taught. Our questions perhaps will be answered. Abide in that grace of the bread of life and be thankful.